Assalamu alaikum. My name is Philip Verding, and I reverted to Islam in early August of 1999. Previously, I had been a Christian raised in a Roman Catholic family, and during my teenage years, I partly because I was more interested in doing my own thing, but also partly because Vatican II Church Council had changed a lot of things in the church, and it didn't mean as much to me anymore. So I wasn't very religious until I was about 25 years old, and at that time I had decided that I wanted to repent of my sins and to serve God and do what God wanted me to do. And I joined a Pentecostal holiness church. What happened in the meantime is that as a few years went on, I started wondering and questioning some of the teachings of that particular church. And I started looking at teachings of other Pentecostal and evangelical Christian churches. And what I came to learn was that the teachings that Protestants and independent Christians, Pentecostals, Baptists, etc., most of them, the main core of teaching was developed in the 4th century by the Roman Catholic Church. And the teachings were actually finalized at that time, or by the early Catholic Church, actually. And so I went back. Later, I ended up going, before I became a Muslim, I ended up going back to the Roman Catholic Church and looking at Roman Catholicism and Eastern Orthodoxy to see if that's where the truth was. In the meantime, even before that time, I had met Muslims. The first real group of Muslims that I became friends with, I found them they were from Eritrea, and I found them to be very nice people, very well-mannered and respectful people. And of course, being a Christian, I would want to share what I understood to be the gospel with them. And I can remember that nothing I said ever caught their interest. But their answers to me were always very friendly and very respectful. And I remember that one of them, Brother Mamoun, actually, it was his name, actually asked me, why do Christians eat pork? And it is true, most, not all, but most Christians eat pork, and the vast majority, in fact. And so what I remembered is in the book of Acts of the Apostles in the New Testament, the Apostle Peter has a dream, and in this dream, three times God says to him, "Arise, Peter, kill and eat." And Peter sees all these unclean animals. And all three times, Peter says, "I can't do that. The Torah doesn't teach that. I've always followed the Torah all my life. And I've never done this. I can't do it." But then when Peter woke up, Peter realized that what the dream was for was that God was telling Peter to share the gospel with the Gentiles. And actually, later in that chapter, that's that same interpretation is given, is said that is the interpretation God meant. Although most Christians don't follow that. Okay, so eventually, I did go out and buy a Quran. I bought Muhammad Marmaduke Pickthall's translation of the Quran, and I read through it. And what I found was that the Quran was lot easier to understand than I expected it to be, and it had a clear message throughout. Even as a strong Christian, there were things in the Bible that I would wonder about. Why would it say this here and this other thing in this other book? But I didn't really find that in the Quran. And there were a few questions I did have, and so I approached another Muslim, and I asked this brother some of my questions, and what I found out was that I was told that I couldn't learn about Islam just reading the Quran, that I had to get with a study under a sheikh or a scholar, and also study the six Sahih Hadith books, the traditions of the Prophet, peace be upon him and his family. And so I did that, and someone gave me a copy of Dr. M.M. Khan's summarized Sahih Bukhari, and so I read through that. And one of the things is that some of the traditions did not seem to me to match up with what I had read in the Quran. Also, some of the traditions I read, and these are supposed to be authentic, were wild, seemed wild to me. And the one that always comes to mind is where the Prophet allegedly instructs some people to drink camel urine. That always seemed odd to me. I also learned about what happened to the fourth caliph, that Ali ibn Talib, and that Muawiyah attacked him and wanted power. And if Imam Ali is the caliph, that means he's a successor to the Prophet. So attacking the caliph is like attacking the Prophet. But yet, this person attacked Imam Ali, also got power and recognition. And then when Ali was murdered by another person, Muawiyah got the kingdom, and not only that, but his son, when he became caliph, Yazid, he murdered the son of Imam Ali, Imam Hussein. And this led me to read about the Shias. And so when I converted, I became a Muslim, practicing the Ja'fari Madhab as a 12-er Shia Muslim. And at this time there isn't a lot of time left, so I'm going to finish right here. But what I want to say is that I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for giving me the grace to find Islam and to become a Muslim. Assalamu alaikum.